Can we bring Brother Retag back as a scholar in residence for a weekend next year?
Yes. He's very good. His book is appeal. He's got, it's interesting. He has original ideas. And at the same time, he does not go against Chazal or against the Rishonim. He'll say some things once in a while that are, you know, a little edgy. But
some of those not all directly, you know. But basically, the main thing he doesn't cut you. Once in a while, he'll run the same bond as well.
Yeah.
He's saying it on his own.
He has his own methodology, but he maintains that his methodology is uncovering what makes Chazal say what they're saying. He holds that we, other people besides him, but we humans don't really understand how to learn Chazal, how to learn Chumash. And if we would listen carefully, we would see the Chazal are never making anything up, so to speak. You know, whatever. Anyway.
Up to here, you can delete this from the tape.
And, Rabbi Retag. Yeah. Good man. And, you know, if you wear a different costume, everybody would accept it a lot more. Okay. Take that off the tape also. Okay. Matter of fact, take the whole tape off the tape, because you can't say anything nowadays unless somebody else said it. Okay. Okay. Take that off the tape too. Okay. You can't have an opinion about it, you read it. Okay. I once wrote a letter to the Jewish Observer. As I said, everything was named and held by request. I read all the letters. So I wrote, "Dear Jewish Observer, the weather in Atlanta was nice today. Name was held by request." As a like, must be, you're not supposed to, like, have an opinion about it. Okay, let's go to Chumash. That's always where we begin. We begin with Chumash.
We couldn't decide last week if you were going to finish out 30 or if you were going to go to 31.
We're going to 31. Okay. Yeah. And next week is Togeshmak. Next week is...
You were here last week.
Yes, exactly. I know. I know. No, I already hit me long ago. They were trying to identify the four people, and I was going through who were here last week.
The new Israeli guy, Sam Kadish, me,
right.
And Brad was
right, exactly. So you were the one on this list because I was going through my mental list of the people who were always here, but that was your first time. That's what we're laughing. Okay, we're looking at chapter 5 of Naso, of Bamidbar. It's Shlishi and Naso. It's page 389 in this edition. And we should look at that. And we should also look at a pasuk in Devarim. But we'll get there. Okay, so this is called Shiluach Machanos. Okay, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'Emor. So far, so good.
I have to put a request.
Yes.
If there's any way to get Mamar Makoros even the night before,
yeah.
Just stay
outside. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. Today was more, it served the purpose of a reminder. I didn't have the Mamar Makoros worked out, as you know, last night. I was up very late last night. And that's the best time to learn. But anyway, so... Sabbath B'nai Yisrael, they shall command B'nai Yisrael, and they shall send out from the Machaneh. By the way, why is this paragraph here? We just finished describing the Chaniyos, right, the Golan, the whole arrangement of B'nai Yisrael around the Mishkan. And that is, this is the Machaneh Yisrael, right? The Machaneh Yisrael is the third circle, the Machaneh Shechina, the inner circle, the Machaneh Leviyah, the circle around the inner circle, right? And the Machaneh Yisrael is the third circle. So now, we've set it up, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, here comes some halacha. Tzavos B'nai Yisrael, v'yishalchu menachem menachem t'ruv chazav. To send out from the Machaneh, from the Machaneh. What does it mean, the Machaneh? We don't know yet. Kol t'ruv, anybody who's afflicted with leprosy, the chazav, and anybody who is defined as a zav, somebody who has certain re'ios of zera, or zera, something, we shouldn't say zera, some kind of sperm-related emission, right? The whole tummy lenefesh, or anybody who's tummy lenefesh, send them out from the Machaneh. Who should you send out? Mizachar adnekeva, male or female, which means it's going to be a zava, a yoledet, a nida, what? What are they?
Yes.
Yeah, those are different categories of tumah that the Torah defines, and they're zav and zava are irregular, unexpected, unnatural either for a female, some seeing of blood at the wrong time, long halakhic time of her cycle, in a certain consecutive way that would render her zava. Nowadays, what we call a nida is really, we relate to as a zava. That's why she's prohibited for 7 days. It didn't used to be that way in the times of the Torah. Somebody, a woman would see blood during certain times of the month. She'd be asura, but not for 7 days. Nowadays, we treat everything as if she's a zava because we're afraid that we're not expert enough in discerning the different kinds of blood. So we go to chumra. Ibn Yisrael accepted that upon themselves a long time ago, and it has all the halachas of the deraisa. And but anyway, but a zav is a male who has emissions 3 days in a row or three times the whole shiloh, but he has emissions and he's a source of tumah. He becomes an avatumah, and different things become tumah. Not all of halosa tumah in the different categories give off tumah in the same way. Matter of fact, we might even see that tonight. That the way tumah is spread from the source of tumah depends on the category of tumah that you're talking in. Because there's sometimes a sitting and it's lying on something that will cause tumah by itself. If a mace lies on something, the thing underneath doesn't become tumah. So there's different ways of spreading tumah. But the point is there are different categories of sources of defilement. One is saras, one is dove, or tumah lenefesh, somebody who's tummy mace, somebody who's a dead person or in touch with a dead person directly. Male or female, so you send them out of the camp and the machanat the shachon, send them to the outside the camp shall they be sent. Well, no, you tell us machaneim, and they shall not defile their camp, Hashani Shachem Eshachem, which I dwell in. Vayasuchem in Israel, they did that. Vayishalchem Asam El Mechutz Machaneh, they sent them out of the Machaneh. Kasher Yivar Shalom Hashachem Eshachem in Israel, they did it. Okay. Now let's look at Rashi.
Yes. If one of these people, whatever category they fall into,
yes.
If they realize that they're part of one of those categories and they're sent out from the camp,
yeah.
Is there any concern that they're going to make somebody coma on the way out?
Yes and no. No more or less than there would be if they weren't going out, because any way that they spread coma, they would be spreading it if they weren't on their way out. You know, the fact that they were en route or walking out or traveling outside Yerushalayim or whatever it is wouldn't increase the likelihood that they would do it any more than if they were staying in their own home and talking with their cousins and their wives or husbands or whatever. All right, so let's go look at Rashi and Pesach today. So first of all, Rashi tells you the timing. I told you the sequence, meaning the arrangement of the Chumash, why this Parsha appears here. Rashi's talking about the timing. Parsha Zunemra B'yom Shoshim HaMishkan. This Parsha was said on the day that the Mishkan was set up, meaning that it's a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is an amazing thing, how much of Chumash is said on that day. And how much of Chumash is when. So the day that the Mishkan was set up is when Hashem told Bnei Israel about how to treat the different, who's in, who's out. The Shemana Parshas Ember Bavayom, there are 8 different Parshas, as the Gemara Gittin explains, 8 different paragraphs, meaning 8 different sections of the Torah were said on that one day. Fine. So the Pasuk, the Shalchim and Amachah, they should send that from the camp. So now says Rashi, because you're asking, right away the reader is saying, what camp? So it says Rashi, Shalosh Machanos HaYosham B'Shas HaNiyasim. There were 3 encampments, 3 camps, 3 domains when they camped, which means when they didn't camp, Rashi implied, there were no Machanos. They were moving, so there was no Machanos. But when they were living, camping, and the Shechina was there, above the Ol Moed, and they had set it up, so there was 3 different camps. Toch HaKlai V'Machanos Shechina, inside the curtains, which surrounded the chutzer, which itself surrounded the Mishkan, the question, the walls of the Mishkan, is Machan Hashchina. That's called the camp of the Divine Presence. Chaniya Talavim Soviet. And then the encampment of the Levites was around that. Kemoshim Mufurish Mepashas Mamid Bar Sinai, like it's explained at the beginning of this Sefer. As he Machan Leviya. That was the, so where the Leviyim were Chaniya, that is Machan Leviya. When Yishav HaTzof Machan HaTzgalim, from there to the end of the encampment of the Degalim of the various tribes, B'chol Abaharuchas, in all 4 directions, he, Machana, that would be forward to Machana Yehuda, backwards to Machana Dan, you know, whatever. He, Machana Israel, that was Machana Israel. Says Rashi, Hatzarua Nishtal Chutzakula. The Mitzorah, the person who has Saras, so his Tumah causes him to be sent out from even Machana Israel, which means he's basically out of civilization. Where there's Jews, don't be, right? Hazav, most of the Machane Israel, Hazav is allowed to be in the Israelite camp or Meshulach Minashtayim, but he's not allowed to be in the Levite or Shina camp. So he can't be in the Mishkan, and he can't be with the Levium, which is surrounding the Mishkan. The Tamei Lenefesh, and the third one mentioned in this pasuk, which is Tamei Meis, Mutter Afi Shalavim, he's allowed in the Machane Levium, but Einu Meshulach Ela Mishal Shina. He's not expelled from anything other than the innermost one, which is the Machane Shchina. The Chol Zedarshu Rabbeinu and Chol Zedarshu Pesachim, all this is darshan from Sukkim in Sechus Pesachim. We're going to see some of that in Sechus Halos Naim because it's going to make a difference in terms of Pesach, in terms of the concept, in terms of the nature of the mitzvah. So what does Rashi seem to imply? When you read the pasuk and it says, they shall send out men ha-machane, what is Rashi, what do you think Rashi holds as the definition of the word hamachana, v'machana? Which machana?
There it is.
Yeah. Rashi seems to be saying, depending on who you are, you're going to go out from some camp. The machana is oblique on purpose, because for the Zav, it's going to be machana l'ziya, hamachia. For the Zav, it's going to be machana shchina, but you're allowed to be machana l'ziya. For the Masorah, it's going to be machana Yisrael. For the Tamei Meis is going to be only Machane Shchina. So in other words, Rashi will tell you that the pasuk means like this: send out from the appropriate camp, Kol Tzavua v'Kol Zavah v'Tamei LeNefesh. Meaning, it's not the same camp for all. Rashi is almost begging you to say that. He's telling you there are three Machanes. So when it says Machane, it covers all of them. And now I'll tell you that there are dinim, as you learn out from Sukkim, you can't tell from reading the Sukkim, says Rashi, but if you learn the Gemara Sukkim, you'll know that there are different domains for each of these three people, and each one goes out of a different machaneh, and when the Torah says send out of the machaneh, it means from the one that they're supposed to be sent out from. Could be all of them, could be two of them, could be one of them. So according to Rashi, it certainly is that implication, right? And we're going to see Rashi in Sukkim, which is a copy over here. Rashi clearly in Sukkim says that also. Okay. Now, let's go to the pasuk in Devarim.
I'm going to turn around. I'm going to see Devarim in the ESV question.
Yeah, you're cheating. You're not supposed to look at the Bible covers early. Okay. That's why I'm not saying that letter anymore. Okay. Now, you're right. Devarim is a little interesting, though. We'll see. The pasuk in Devarim is, Devarim Chaf Gimel, pasuk Yirah. This should be, if I remember correctly, Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so here it says, there's a lot of different dinim here, but it says, so you shall protect yourself because of the rafah and whatever that is. The king Yavachaish Ashaliya Tarvikar Laila, when you have a person amongst you who is not tar because of a night occurrence, which means that he's Tumas Keri, Yotzah Mechutza Machana, he shall go out of the Machana, Lo Yaval Tocha Machana, he should not come into the camp. If at the end of the day, as it turns evening, you should go to the mikvah. And then when the sun fully sets, the Har Shemesh, so to speak, he comes back in. So let's look at Rashi. Mikra Laila, Dibra Kazabahova. So Rashi says in the name of the Tzitzit that this doesn't mean that if he has an emission during the day, it doesn't matter. It means that this is what normally happens. It happens at night. That's why it's called Mikra Laila, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, the Supreme proves it. Yatzal mechutza machana, zu mitzvah tasei. So, in the mitzvah, he shall go out. That's a positive commandment, says Rashi. Wow. So if Rashi was counting positive mitzvahs, he would have a mitzvah called the Yatzal mechutza machana. If Rashi was counting mitzvahs, he doesn't count mitzvahs. We don't have a list for Rashi. But if Rashi was, he would have to count this as a mitzvah tasei, right?
To leave the camp.
If you have what? If you're a Valkyrie. Right? This is not a Zav. This is a guy who just saw had a seminal emission. He's Tamei minor tumah. And he has to go out, and Rashi says it's a positive commandment. There's going on, Lo Yavel Tocha Machane, he shall not answer, Zul Mitzvah Tlos Asay, this is allowed. But also, Rekhan is the Machane Levia, he can't go in to the Levite camp, right, that's what it means, the Koshkan Machane Shkina, and certainly can't go to the innermost camp, if he can't even go to the second, he can't go to the first, but he's allowed in the third. So the Yavol Tocham Rachamim, so this dove is knocked out of two, not knocked out, not dove, this Balkari is knocked out of two, not knocked out of three.
Exactly.
The dove of Balkari, that's right. That's right. It's all in that category, right?
Why is he knocked out of two but not one?
Meaning, but not three. He's knocked out of numbers one and two.
Right.
But not
one
three.
And two is Kohen.
Shechina and Leviya. Shechina and Leviya. Shechina and Leviya. Right. The inner sanctum of the Beit HaMikdash and Leviya. That he can't go into. But Machane of Israel, the Jewish regular city.
Your city's not.
Well, in the desert it was that. And later on it becomes, it becomes the Beit HaMikdash and the Azara and Yerushalayim. Okay. And that kind of thing. Hard bias, thank you.
This is a war setting, right?
Huh?
This is a battle.
They don't learn that the second pasuk is specifically when you're going out on here. He's saying because it's a machaneh, because you're going out in the machaneh, that's all. It doesn't mean after during war. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see why you would say that, but they don't
say carry over here by
Nosa. Huh?
They only say Zav by Parshas Nosa, where we started
right.
off.
Right.
Mention the carry.
Right. That's correct.
That's what they do, so it could just be an additional.
Yeah, so the Gemara actually talks about that, but they learn that this is, I mean, but they don't specifically apply it to war for whatever reason. So, it's okay, so this is allowed. Okay. That's fine. So that's the pasuk we should see, because here we see a beferish of pasuk. Number one, it should go out, and number two is it should come back in. It's allowed, and it's staying allowed. Okay. The Rambam, I guess we should go there. Let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'at Mikdash, Perek Gimel.
Is this also a, where we started off?
Yes.
Is it also an Allah and an Asay?
So let's look at that again.
Let me think about that one. Rashi didn't say it that way there.
Right. And here, well, what does it say? Right. There's no love here. It says the Yitama, right? Hashem and Shochim and Sochim, right? Doesn't it say that? And then Pasukim, the Yitama is Machaneim, and they shall not. Right? But it sounds more like send them out so that they not shall be Menavit in Tame. It doesn't sound like a totally separate love. But it does say the Yitama is Machaneim, right? Okay. We'll have to see what the Rambam does with that. Let's look at the Rambam in Bi'at Mikdash, because that's where the Rambam is going to delineate all the domains. We can look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot right now.
That's where he talks about where the law comes from in 78 over there.
Right.
Which plus, any different, right?
Yeah. Okay, so let's go around the Sefer Mitzvot. You have in the handout.
Most actually 78.
Yeah. Let's see, what do you have in the handout? You have in the handout, here it is, the first thing, on the top of the page. Oh, sorry, you don't have the handout.
The handout.
Okay. Right. Is that a handout, so it's handed out, right? Okay. Okay, all right, you see the top, one of the two pages has the top of the page called Sefer Mitzvot Rambam and Mitzvot Zeh. Okay, so Mitzvot 31, I'll read over here and compare it to that text that they have there. I think their text is our text, but anyway. He should be one of the shaloach hatmeim. Is it shaloach or shaloach? I think it's shaloach. He should be one of the shaloach hatmeim min hamikdash. It's a mitzvah to send. This is the commandment that's commanded us. It's very interesting. We'll deal with that maybe if we have time. Who is this a mitzvah on? Is that the one? Is that a mitzvah on the tamei to get out? The mitzvah on us, which we cry ourselves, which we embrace in. Right. It's not a mitzvah on a Kohanim, not mitzvah on a Kohanim.
What do you mean it's a mitzvah on
us? I mean, who is the one that is ordered by this mitzvah? Who's commanded? Who's commanded? So some mitzvahs, the Kohanim have the commandment to do certain things. It's not a mitzvah on a Jew. If the Kohen doesn't do it, he violates the mitzvah. If the Jew doesn't do it, he doesn't violate the mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah for him. There's certain things that are commanded to certain specific people. Here,
it's straight from the pasuk, right? Sabbath,
Bnei
Yisrael.
That's very good. The point is that this seems to be a mitzvah hatzibur. This is a mitzvah on the community that they shall make sure this is done. That would mean Bezin. Bezin represents the community, right? It's not that if you are Tameh, you have to go out. Like, you have to say Shema every night, and if you're Tameh, you have to go out. It's no. Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to make sure that Tameh are not there, right? And how would they make sure they have Bezdin? And Bezdin walk around, oh, you're coming, get out, and I don't bang them, get out, whatever. But the point is, it's not a mitzvah on a tummy. He should see Vanu because on the Lavin we're going to see that it is. On the Lav, it's not a Lav on Klai Yisrael to allow a tummy in. Okay, he should see Vanu.
Is it the assumption, is it safe to assume that if you were declared tummy, if Bezdin said, official Kaili, you're tummy, it's like an embarrassing thing? Like you're to be embarrassed by it? Or just,
no.
It's just part of life and
you
it just happens
birth.
And...
You gave birth. You're tummy, baby. Get out of here. Okay, you let it believe, right? It's not a moral statement.
Okay.
Or you tended a mitzvah. There was nobody else around but you to bury the person. You're coming mate.
Okay.
Right? That's right. So it's not a...
So it's a fact of life.
It's a fact of life,
okay.
Right.
Very
right.
Recently, our family, the Malvins, we put that the last book in Oslo that we went through. It says it's double washing by Asu Chaim, right?
Yeah.
The second time the second is the Kenos Yubnei Israel.
Uh-huh.
Why twice does it blood them for doing it? She said one is on Klai's Hogar Yubnei Israel for following it. The other one is on the Tzmein themselves for following it.
Really?
So he said that, yeah.
Very really good.
It's quoted in the English on the bottom.
I see. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
Saying that double lesson alludes to both the, there are two groups here. So one is the Yisraelim, who enforced it, and he said the other one is the Tzmein himself, who's willing to do it.
Uh-huh. Very good. Okay. Very good. So, any such a divano, the shaloach and the shaleach, maybe it is a shaleach, it's me, I'm in a mikvash, but who are we just for? And that comes from the pasuk that Hashem says, and also, v'shachum and afarneh, kom asuru, v'chazur, v'chotem ala nevesh. V'zeh ha-machaneh ha-nemar, hineh ha-machaneh shtina. This ha-machaneh, huh?
Hina.
Hina, is that what it is?
Hina,
yeah, I have two down to too, but my eyes are bad. Hina, so machaneh shtina. So this machane that it says Yishachum and Amalek is machane shtina. Can the Rambam be clearer that the Torah, that this mitzvah says send them out from the inner machane? Does it say send them out from machane Leviyah? Does it say send them out from machane Yisrael? No. It says to send its man from the mikdash. The mikdash is the base of mikdash. It's the machane shtina. It's not the machane Leviyah, right? Zeh machane hanema heina hu machane shtina shedama lova doros, which comparable to the Machane Shechina in the desert for generations would be the Azara, right? So the Azara is considered to be the Machane Shechina. Kamosh Shavian Vatula Tehda Taras, like we explained in Mishnayot Taras, Beferish and Mishnah, and we're going to see the Rambam in Bias HaMikdash in the Yad, which is almost word for word what he says in the Beferish and Mishnayot. So we're not being cheated by not looking at the Beferish and Mishnayot. He says almost exactly the same thing in the selection we have. The Lashon Sifri. Now the Rambam here quotes the Sifri, and I think this is very significant because the Rambam doesn't quote right now the Gemara Masechim, he does later, but the Sifri doesn't seem to be better than the Gemara Masechim. And I'm just pointing this out now, just note that he's pointing this out. The Lashon Sifri, right, is a halachic medrash on the Midrash, right? So the Sifri says, the pasuk says they shall send out from the camp as harulot meim shalai yikanto lemikdash v'tumah. This is a warning, a law for tmeim that they should not go into the mikdash v'tumah. So the lashon
is that like a law about mikvah asay?
Well, the Gemara ends up saying that it's nusko la'asay. That well, no, that's not necessary. Sorry. I don't know what the Sifri
because
means.
He's bringing this in the mitzvah.
I know. I was heard this
because it's hard. It's the lashon of love.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Okay, I know.
It's got to be like a.
What the Rambam is proving from the Sifri is that the place they're sent out of is the lo yikanto lemikdash v'tumah. That's what he brings it for. Yet meanwhile, he seems to be turning it into a lab, which of course he's not, because he's looking at it as an essay. It's weird.
I think he's quoting the Sifri.
I mean, even the Sifri doesn't even mean that.
I don't think
it just means it's a halacha, get out.
That it's referring to
Okay, maybe. I don't know. It's just amusing.
But no, because he's not saying that they should leave. The Sifri is not saying they should leave the Mikdash when they're coming.
Vishalchu min ha-machane.
And shelo yichnisu le-mikdash. That's the law then. If it was purely assay.
I think, you know what, I just got it. One second. I copied this to you here. It's part of it. It's a long copy. I copied the part that I wanted. One second. You just see.
But what he's doing with this, what the Sifri is doing with it, is saying shelo yichnisu.
I think the Rambam is shortening. I think you're right. That the Rambam is shortening the Sifri. The Sifri is actually referring in this phrase to a different aspect of the pasuk, which is Yitamus Machaneim, either the one in Dvarim or here. And there it's saying Azhara L'Tzmeim. But the Rambam is only interested in the locale that we're dealing with, which is the Mikdash. That's the point of the Rambam quoting it here. So I think he's actually abbreviating the Sifri, which goes through the whole paragraph there. But the point of Rambam wants is to let you come to the Mikdash Batumah. And therefore, I've just proven to you that when it says Yitamus Machaneim, the Rambam saying, it means the Machaneh Shchina. Don't learn like Rashi. He doesn't know Rashi means that or not. But don't learn like the alternatives. Like, I'm an intelligent person. I went through all the alternatives. I know some people want to learn Machaneh means all the Machaneh, depending on which one. I'm telling you it means Machaneh Shchina.
That can't be what the Rambam means in here, though. Because it's inconsistent with what he does in the Yad.
What do you mean?
In the Yad, he spells out that it's different by different
ones. Okay, one second. Okay, good. We'll get there. Okay.
So he's just saying the minimalistic. The one that's equal to the three of them.
Okay.
And it's not his muckum here to dray a cup and to list out all the dinim. Because that's the one that is true for all three of these people that I just mentioned.
But why would he have to say that? If he holds that there's a deal that they should be sent out, each one from the appropriate machana for them. Why would the Rambam...
Because that's already getting into more detail, which he's going to do in his tribor.
No. I can't say no. I don't like that. Okay. Let's wait till we get to the Rambam and see if you're right. Okay. I mean, let's just see if you have to learn it. Okay. Ukfar nechmal ha-tibur hazeh b'lashan acher. And, says the Rambam, this has already been doubled, copied, cloned, in another language, right? So the Rambam is really clear, and that one over there is only talking about Barker. Okay, I should have said that. Okay, so the point is, what he's saying, the Rambam here is quoting that the word Machaneh means specifically Machaneh Shchina. And he proves it by the doubling, by the pasuk that we saw to say, where there it says, when somebody had a Mikra Laila, should go out and put to Machaneh, and there also it means Machaneh Shchina, right? Okay, so the Rambam is, again, that the point is, Rambam is trying to say that Machaneh means Machaneh Shchina. Now, that's a real power in this, almost, if you think about it. Because the pasuk over there requires that the dove go out of Tumach.
That's the Rashi.
Right. And the Rambam is going to agree with that. The Rambam agrees that the dove goes out of Tumach. And yet he says that it means
that's a much more stronger thing.
Right. Yeah. The Moshe Mechilta, and the language of the Mechilta is, that is when they shall be Shachman HaMachaneh, Ba'asei, that's a positive. I mean, I below, so say, how do I know it's alive? I'm of a late time, it's not that I am. Fine. It was Sifri. The Yotzah, Mechus HaMachaneh, Mitzvah, Asay. So the Rambam is proving that this is a positive commandment. That's all. The Rambam is proving from different sources that this positive here, Bishachman HaMachaneh, is a positive commandment, and it's a positive commandment to send from the Machaneh Shchina. Right. According to the Rambam right now, before I know anything else with no Chachmas, if I just read this Rambam, which, of course, is not designed to Paschkin HaMachaneh, but I'm just saying, the information that I got in this Rambam right here, once I sent the person out of the Machaneh Shchina, I'm not governed, it would seem, by a Mitzvah Saseh anymore. He's in the Machaneh Leviyah, he's not supposed to be there, but he's not governed by the Mitzvah Saseh of Yishachman and the Machaneh, because I, the Rambam, maintain that word means Machaneh Shchina. You did what you're supposed to do. He's not the Machaneh Shchina, according to this person. Right? I'm not pressing it. I'm just saying, this Rambam would seem to say that you fulfilled your Mitzvah when you get out of Machaneh Shchina. Right? Even though there are halachas that he can't even be in Machaneh Leviyah. Or the Torah has to be all the way out of the whole thing, even Machaneh Yisrael. We'll see. I'm just being rhetorical. I'm just pointing out that the Rambam here seems to be very specific about Machane Shkina. Let's look at the Rambam over here, B.S. Mikras. Thank you, Mo. Okay, so first of all, at the beginning of the Hilchos B.S. Mikras from the Rambam, is giving his index of the mitzvah. So he says here that the mitzvah is, the mitzvah is, he says there are two positive commandments in this section and 13 negatives. So he gives him many, many negatives about coming in drunk and the rule of Rosh and whatever it is. And then the positive commandments that he lists are the Shloach Tmeim Min HaMikdash, to send out Tmeim from the Mikdash. Tmeim means all kinds of Tumah, right? Go out of the Mikdash. Okay. So, fine. And then there are a lot, and he has a lot of not going into the Mikdash, the Kami shouldn't go to the Mikdash, and also a lot of Lo'ikenes Kami Lahar HaBayis. The Kami shouldn't go into Har HaBayis. So it would be a different kind of a Kami, maybe, right? Okay.
What was the second essay?
The second essay was not related to this, but let me see if I got it. Thank you. Yeah,
Kiddush.
Yeah, Kiddush is Einberg Lang. Okay. See if it does. Okay. So now in the third chapter, it goes like this. I mean, we have most of it, but some of it I skipped because it didn't seem to be relevant. I didn't want to waste space on the paper because I didn't want to get up to the third paper. But I'll be honest about what we skipped. Mitzvah essay. The Shaleach Koh HaTmeim Min HaMikdash is a positive commandment to send all Tmeim from the Mikdash. Shemeimah Vishachem Min HaMachana Kol Tzuror V'Chazor V'Chotan HaLenefesh. As it says, send from the Machana all Tzuror V'Chazor V'Chotan HaLenefesh. And Rambam uses that part, Zeh HaMachana HaOmer Khan, Hu Machana Shchina. Shehu, where is the Machana Shchina? Shehu Mipesach Ezer Shisrael V'Tmeim. Right? That is from the door, the opening of Ezra's Israel and inwards. We should have brought the map. Yeah, okay. So basically think of a rectangle, and the lower part of the rectangle we would call Ezra's Israel, and then there's a door, and through that door you go into another courtyard, and that's the Ezra's Nashim, and that would be the Machane Shchina, okay? Shemea Ani, Shamitarav, Hazav, the Tamei, Mech, Shlash, Machem Echad. I would think from this pasuk, says the Rambam, that the Metzora, who is one kind of tumor, and the Zav, which is another kind of tumor, and the Tameinex, which is a third kind of tumor, all three of them end up in the same place, when, right, you're sending them out of the Machane Shchina from the same pasuk, so they're all going to go to the same place. Talmud Lomar, comes the pasuk by Metzora, Vagad Yeshay, Mechut Tamachane Moshevo. He shall sit alone outside of the captain, shall be his settlement. That means Machane Yisrael, right? Why? Because sitting alone means outside of civilization. That means outside wherever there are humans, wherever there are Jews. Therefore, the Metzora is going to be sitting totally alone outside Machane Yisrael. And where is that in terms of Israel? Shehumi Pesach Yerushalayim Lefnim. Machane Yisrael is from the entrance to Yerushalayim and in. Anywhere in Yerushalayim is called Machane Yisrael. Outside of Yerushalayim is called outside of the third Machane. Ma mitzora, now, says the Rambam, Ma mitzora shetum asa chamura chamur shlucho mishuluach chavero, just like mitzora, his tumah is chamur, is most severe, so his sending out is farthest from anybody else, farthest from any other colleague of tumah, right? Af kol shetum asa chamura, so too anyone whose defilement is more severe, meaning the way it spreads, has more din in, it contaminates more things, whatever it is. So the more severe it's tumah, chamur shlucho mishluach chavero. Its sending out is more severe than his talis. Lefichach, therefore, v'shalach enes ha-metzorah chus v'shalash machanet. The metzorah is sent out as all three camps, shehu chus v'yushalayim. V'vnei shu metamah v'biyah, because he has the added severity. The bia will spread tumah to the next person. Masha ain hazav matame. The zav doesn't do that. There's no tumah bia like zav. It's mishka v'losho. The zav is only matame by lying on something or sitting on something, right? The mitzvah is matame the bia also. So therefore,
there's no maga by the zav.
There's hesed, moving or something like that. Maga itself. By a dove,
Can't be. Because if Theo doesn't, I mean...
No, Theo is a special thing. It's a special thing.
I'm saying you can't have Theo without Maga.
Maga.
Also.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah.
So I'm saying if Theo...
Maga wouldn't be to a person anyway. If Tuma wouldn't stretch the person to person to Maga, it would only be to Caleb if it wasn't kind of the Maga.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't understand what you're saying. I think it was good with that. Okay, fine. But anyway, so the point is, the Zohar is not as chamor as the Torah, and therefore it doesn't go as far out. Okay, my end is going to come. When the Shalchan Zohar the Zohar, Nidos the Yodos, Chutz Shem Machanos, you send them these categories, these people in this category of bodily emissions, right? Foot, including babies. Chutz Shem Machanos, Chutz Harabayas, which is out of two camps, which is outside Harabayas, into Yerushalayim. If Nesha Hishmein, because they're Matame, Mishka B'Moshe, which means what they lie on, what they sit on, even if it's under a stone, right? They sit on a stone, what's under the stone becomes Tame. But a mace doesn't do that. If a mace would be on something, it wouldn't make what's under it Tame like that. Okay. Tame mace, Afilo Hamace, Asmo Mutuli Kanaz Arabayas. Even the dead body could be an Arabayas. Moshe took him the lady. And Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. The Najim slept with him, so to speak. You know, he had him in his house.
How
am I
referring to outside
of her? Outside that, it would be the...
Outside the
So anyway, how can that be? What's the matter?
I
you don't like it.
Then they were jumping back and forth between the Beit HaMikdash and when it was and so I didn't
I was okay, so we're talking about Chalavia, right, which is higher bias after the Zohar. Then Hachel, the Shachin Men of Goyim, which may have made, so we don't need that right now. The Bori Midos, Avot Fugyam, Nichol Sushon Shikrat Hava. Then he goes, Ezra's Nashim, the Shachin Men of Fugyam, fine, okay. Zion, you have it?
No.
You don't have it. Okay, then the Zion, he goes in the Ezra Tishol of Nim, a feeling the first of Kippurim and Kash Hashem, that's already getting Bamish right near the Mizayach, right? Okay. Then, Hatameh HaMashulach Ches, do you have that one? Do you have Ches? Good. Hatameh HaMashulach Me'abayas, in Nichnas, over below says that, okay, now he's passing the laws, that somebody who was already sent out, if he comes in, he's violating a law and he gets malchus. So he has a yachem to put the machaneh. And it says he shall go out. Zem machaneh shchina. Zem yavo otocha machaneh, zem machaneh levia. Because the pasuk, the Gemara proves that when it says machaneh twice, so it means a different machaneh. So le yavo otocha machaneh is machaneh levia. So therefore, if he comes into machaneh levia, he's going to get malchus. If you go right to it, the machaneh shchina would be malchus twice. The Mitzurah is to Yerushalayim Loka. A Mitzurah comes into Yerushalayim, which is the Machan of Yisrael, gets Malkus for being in Yerushalayim without being in the Beit HaMikdash. I will admit that the Sha'ar Ha'aram of the Kavis Chamor, even though he's not allowed to, because this is the Dag Yeshay, which is a positive commandment to sit alone, and Alok, he doesn't have Malkus because it doesn't say Lo Yitamis Machaneim. Okay. Fine. That's enough for us to be able to discuss about it.
Does the same thing apply to
Once he is nichnas to the Harabayas, right? Yeah. And but he's supposed to be there. Then he goes into the Azar because the basement is proper. So he gets double malchus. Yeah, there's another malchus here where we're saying that once he's so, I think so. The Gemara says he gets 80 malchus. They get 80 malchus for going to the Rishon thing. Yeah, Rambam, I think. Yes, he does. Yeah, where it is. Yeah, but he, the Gemara and Rambam does bring it, yeah. Anyway, so the thing is like this. So first of all, we have to understand why, if indeed there's a din that a Mitzvah is sent to a different place, right? So why isn't that counted as a different Mitzvah? Right? Why is that counted as the same mitzvah as the one who sent out the Machan Mishkina only? Right?
You mean there should be a separate Lusase for...
Either a separate lot. Well, that not. The Gemara seems to... Let's look at the Gemara. But the mitzvah say, how could the Rambam count one mitzvah for all the Tmeim when where they're sent is different? Especially since they're even governed by different lavas. Right?
Hopefully they're coming from the same.
They're coming from the same. Or it's only one.
I think it was three suffixes for three different lab, and ultimately it's weird, but it's really all one suffix. It's all one lab.
It's not really one lab. It's really
one suffix. It's
one
suffix.
One suffix.
One suffix. Right.
Yeah, it is one suffix. You're right. Yeah.
Well, better Yeshek is another puppet. Does that have its own author?
Well, it's better Yeshek. The Gemara says, let's go through the Gemara right now. Let's look at the Gemara I'm talking about. Okay. Let's look at it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I just want to point out the smack. I copied the slide over here. You see the smack on the book at the beginning of what was page one? It was said by Mrs. Guttel, Essence, Simon, Kufai, and Dallas. This is the way he runs it. He has it as 174 in a different system. So it says the smag, Vishalfu and Amachana Kotsurova Kozava Kotama the Nevesh, the Pashas Nasa Vibrahim, the Tanu Perkel of Brian, he's quoting the Vamsachim, Yafu Yuzavu Mishachim Kusamachana Acha, Tamamana Boy, Tamu is Machanea. Hey, Machana was there, Machana was there, the Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to go through that in a minute. Roshim and Amra in the Tzarech, Rabbi Yoram, it's the rule of the Zavit, Rabbi Nevesh. Yomer Tali Nevesh, my Yomer Zav, Ani Yomer. Ma Tali Meis, Mishtar Ez Zav, Lachoskein. Ma Tam Olam Ez Zav, Likim Lom Achen Shniya. Yomer Zav, Ani Yomer Mitzar, Ani Yomer Zav, Mishtar Ez Mitzar, Lachoskein. Ma Tam Olam Ez Zav, Amaskan Hashem, Ki Yomer Mitzar, Chutz Shalash Machanos. Vizal, Chutz Shnei Machanos. We come in Meis, Chutz Machanah Achaz, Achaz, Machanah Shkina Bovad, Kasher Bi'aynu. So now, The smag clearly understands that the pasuk, like Rashi, that the pasuk min amachana means the appropriate machana for him. That's all. I'm just pointing out that the smag, in the way he breaks it down and bases it all on the pasuk in Nasso, understands that the machana doesn't mean machana shina. It means the machana that's appropriate for that person. That's it. Okay. And also, while we're looking at it, let's look at the chinuch also I brought down here. The chinuch is a little trickier. Where is it? Sefer HaChinuch, you see on the bottom of page 2, on the back page, the bottom. Mitzvah 362. Mitzvah Shiloh Smeyam Chutz Machan Ashkina. Okay, that's how he calls it. He calls it the Shiloh Smeyam Chutz Machan Ashkina, right? That's his name. Now, let's read this language carefully. The Shaleach HaSmeyam Chutz Machan Ashkina. The mitzvah is to send the defiled outside of the Machan Ashkina. Shememar, Tadis B'nei Israel, Bishachim and Amachan, Hazur, 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 they all knew where Machashina started. The Kamal came of Daras, Tikka Machashina, the Hibacha, Mitzvah Zu, Beit HaMikdash, the Cholazar, Shibachana. Is that me? Okay. No, it's an alarm. I'm just trying to turn it off. Okay. So, the Hibakha Mitzvah is included in this Mitzvah is based on Mitzvah for Chol HaZorah Shibachaneh, and the Chol HaZorah in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Rabbi Sifri, Khan, the Sifri on the verse says, Vishalcha min HaMachaneh, Azhar L'Tzvayim Shalei Tzvayim Shalei Tzvayim Shalei Tzvayim. This is an Azhara, okay, same language that the Rambam quoted. Well, Rabbi Pesachim, Gemara in Tzalach Chesel Ha'alav, it's really, I won't say, I don't know. The Yatsa Mechus HaMachaneh, Mitzvah Aseh. The nichlu of mitzvah zuba makam acher, shenemar, ki yi yabacha ish, asher lo yi yatar mikal lai lo yatar mchutz machana, the pirshu, psachim, the Gemara says, nichutz machana is shchina. And kamoke, nichlu of makam zeba atma, shachaz v'amu pa'am shenis, el nichutz machana tishalchum. Okay, I'm just going fast because I don't want to get hung up on the details. The Kfar Kastati, ki the the kapel ha'azara for mitzvah tera, k'sas, v'chomer ha'mitzvah, she'ashem chatez v'tzeles v'yotzev, v'yizhiram, v'chaza v'yizhiram amir, I could open the Adam, okay, fine. So the part that I wanted isn't here. At the end of the Sefer HaChinuch, okay, I'm sorry, it's at the end of the whole thing, when he wants to say how to be over, you know, it says his death. First he tells you the mitzvah, then at the end he says that anybody who is mevatel the list by blah, 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 by doing X, Y, and Z, is over a bitul mitzvah. So at the end, he seems to indicate that the way to violate it is not to go out of all the camps that you're supposed to go out of, right? Here, at the beginning, he says that the mitzvah is chutz machana shchina, right? To say that machana shchina, it would seem the way to violate it would be to not to go into machana shchina. But at the end, he actually describes violating this mitzvah by not going out of all the camps you're supposed to go out of, the three or the two. So that seems to be weird. The beginning of the end of the chinuch seems to be a slightly contradictory. At the beginning, he seems to say it's a mitzvah of soul, self from Asashina. At the end, he defines the violation of it as not going out of all the camps you're supposed to go out of, which is different than Asashina. So, gee whiz, we're getting a little late. Let's take a look at the Gemara Mesachim very quickly. We have it listed here. And then I'm going to suggest an approach that I think actually makes a lot of sense. It'll solve the chinuch and it'll make the Rambam make sense too. I think. I want you to appreciate the Gemara in Samachim and Mesachim. You have it, I think, in your handout on what was the first page. Yeah. Where was it? Okay. Yeah, stuff and some of that. Good. Okay. So, Amar al-Chista. It's obviously in the middle of the circuit, but al-Chista says like this. Matzara shenechus tefnim l'chitaka. Let's see how much we can get done here. And a Matzara who comes in, inside of where he's supposed to be, is Pater. Shenema, as he says, Badad Yeshev, l'chutz ha-machane ma-shavo. Badad Yeshev, levado. Badad Yeshev means alone. Right? Yeshev. I'm sorry. But levado yeshev, mechutz ha-machaneh moshavo, then it says he shall sit outside of machaneh, so hakasav nasko la'aseh. The Torah removed the aseh. Okay, so it says Rashi, or upended, or what nasko, it's obliterated, undermined. Removed.
Is that from the same lesson of nitik la'aseh? It's like lav ha-nitik la'aseh?
Yeah, it would be the same word, yeah.
So is that how he's using it here, right?
It means to fix it.
That's right.
In other words, it can be fixed through an aseh. That's why he's putter.
Yeah, so I think say,
he's putter for malka.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Look at Rashi. I forgot the lav basa lav to you. Even though this badad yeshay doesn't appear after a lav, so it's not a lav hanita klase, as you're saying, right? It's not a lav that's connected to an assay, which becomes an assay. A kachlin, it's kukli lavi pasuk. It obviously must be coming to undermine or to uproot or to transform the lav into an assay, right? The kamalan, lav hanita klase, and look at all of, because we have a halacha that a lav that is turned into an assay, connected to an assay. You don't get malchus, right? To elas when they say, but most I say, because if it's to pile on a lav and an assay, hakasa peyasei achrina, it already has another assay, mishachem and alachana. So therefore, this must be in order to undo the lav. Okay, avol zavin tmei mason la nitka la assay, but zavin tmei mason, the other two categories of tumor that have to be sent out, they're not. Even though each one has their own essay, each one of them is darshan and misifri for a special din. So therefore, it's not a lava nitzer glase because the assays of each one of them are necessary for something. The only time if a lava nitzer assay is an assay is when the assay is not needed. So then you say it's there to undo the assay, the lava. But then says Rashi, even though these also have assays, but they're all darshan for something into free. But oh, the Baha'i Ksiv kol yamei asher hanega bo, he should be alone. Mashba kol yama b'gad yeshev koi v'im ava v'nichmas yasa v'yasa v'im ba'ana shachir. Fine. So anyway, the point is that this Rashi is one of the Rashis that's mashma, that each one of the Tmeim has a different din. But that's not the main thing we should get from this Gemara. Let's keep on going a little bit more in the Gemara. I want you to see a Machlokes review. The Gemara says Tanai. The Gemara says it's a Machlokes Tanai. This din, the Rav Chisda said, that a Metzora who comes inside and doesn't stay alone out there is Pater from Malkus because it's not allowed. Because it's a lava nitzer glasei, so this is a tanoihi. The Gemara goes on and says, tanoihi. You have to skip a little bit in this selection that I have.
5 lines.
Yeah, but, okay, good. 5 lines, thank you. So, okay, so the Gemara says like this. The sanya, badad yeshev, Nobody should be sitting with him. Yoch, not even, meaning the other Tzmeyim also, meaning they don't go out that far, so therefore they're not going to be with him. Yoch, Yehuzavim, Tzmeyim, Meis, Mishtach, Mamachana, Achas. Maybe a Zav and Tomei Meis, the other two categories, should only be sent out of one camp, meaning Machana Shechina, right? Because probably the word Machana means Shechina. Talmud Lomar, Velo Yitamas Machanehem. Lita Machana Lazer, Machana Lazer, Dibel Gehuda. Comes the other pasuk and says they shall not defile their camps, plural, meaning each one has their own camp, and that's how Rav Yehuda comes out that a Zav and a Tamei Meis are in a different place than a Mesorah. So when the Mesorah gets out there and he's alone, he's not together with other Tzmeim because the other Tzmeim have their own camps to go to. Meaning it's not as far as the Mesorah. Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Amen Osorah? No! I don't need it like that. And the Gersa over here is a little funny, but the way the Gra says to do it, it's Yomar Tamei Meis or Yomar Zav. Let it just say one category of Tumah and not the other, right? Vani Omer Tamei Meis and Mishtach and Zav and Lakos again. I would then say, if a Tamei Meis has to go out there, Zav certainly because the Zav is more Chamor, right? Lama Nema Zav, why do you have to list Zav also? Litzen Lamachan Hashniya, to tell you that a Zav is a different place that he sent out from, then the Tamei Meis. The Yomar Zav or Yomar Mitzorah, why don't you just list Zav and don't tell me Mitzorah and I'll be able to figure it out because the Mitzorah is worse. And Yomar Zav and Mishtach Mitzorah Lekoshke, and I'll know that the Mitzorah goes out for sure. The Zav goes out, right? Lama Nema Mitzorah. Litzen Lamachan Hashlishis, to tell you that a Mitzorah has to go out to the third, that a Zav only goes out of two and goes into the third. Kishu Omer Badev Yashayv, a cousin Neskelah say. So when it says Badev Yashayv, that's there in order to undo the lav and make it into a say. Okay, fine. That's your Shimon. So they both arrive at the same thing from different sukkim, and that's how it ends up being a lav and nitik say according to Rosh Shimon, according to Yehuda, it's not, and that's why it's a machlokes tonight. Right. That part we don't need to know so much for our Gemara, for our sugya. But that's the Gemara. Now the Rambam didn't do that. If you remember, when we read the Rambam didn't quote that Gemara in order to prove it. What did the Rambam do? The Rambam said that the worse the Tumah is, the farther out he goes, right? The Rambam doesn't go with these sukkim and these, either of Yehuda or Rosh Shimon. So I want to suggest something. And that's why I copied this to free here, which you don't have. Here it is, very quickly. I was put onto this to free by a Sikha Khan and a Kesef Mishnah. I think that the Rambam actually is going with us to free and having and giving us a totally different approach to this thing, which is like this. Let me say it outside first. I want to suggest that the Rambam says like this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to send Tumayim out of the Machane Shechina. Period. There's only one mitzvah. When your tummy get out of the Machane Shechina. Now says the Rambam, how far away from the Machane Shechina do you have to go? It's not a din of some tmeim have to go into the third, outside the third camp. Some tmeim have to go outside the second camp. Some tmeim have to go out only outside the one camp. It's like this. All tmeim have to get out of Machane Shechina. How bad are you? How distant do you have to be from Machane Shechina? So if you're a Tamei Meis, your Shiluach min HaMachane Shechina is a little bit. If you're a Zav, your Shiluach min HaMachane Shechina is a little bit more. If you're a Mitzorah, your Shiluach of HaMachane Shechina is really far, all the way out, all the way. Which means, when you go over to the Mitzorah and you interview him, you say, why are you here? Because it's a pasuk that says, get me out of HaMachane Shechina. So why are you here? Because I have to be really far from Machane Shechina. The way I'm Mekayim, getting out of Machane Shechina is to go all the way out. You go to the Zav, why are you here? Because I have to get out of Machane Shechina. So it's good to be in the Leviyah. No, because I don't have to be that far. I just have to be away from Machane Shechina, but not that far, right? You hear it in the language of the Rambam in two or three different places. When the Rambam in Hilchos Bios Mitzvah says, at the beginning, Mitzvah Aseh, Lishlach Kach Meyam in Amikdash, right? The Rambam right there is telling you that when a Mitzorah goes out, he's going out because he's going out from the Mikdash. That's all there is. There's only one positive commandment. Get out of the Mikdash. How far you go varies from person to person when you're fulfilled the Mitzvah of leaving the Mikdash. It's not like we originally thought that a Mitzorah has a din, he has to go, he's not allowed into Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael thing is part of how you go out of the Machane Shechina. And that's why the Rambam chooses to tell you in his halacha that the more chamer your tumah, the farther you go. Why did you have to do that for? What about the Gemara Misachim? The Gemara Misachim shows there are different machanas, machanas, machanehem, machane levia, machane shina. Why doesn't he quote all that? Terah says he's not going with that Gemara. Those Gemara's done. There are different dinim, but where is the different categories that you'll have to go? The Rambam's ignoring that. The Rambam's going with the Sifri, and the Sifri puts it in terms of chumra of tumah, because the Rambam sees this as an exposure to machane shina. And the worse the tumah is, the farther the expulsion. But it's all one act of expulsion from Machane Shechina. It's not a question of each one has their assigned place as much as each one has a farther expulsion than the other. Right? So therefore, by the way, if we learn that way, the Sefer HaShinach makes sense. The mitzvah is sent up from Machane Shechina. The way to be mevatel is not to go as far as you're supposed to go. Right? I'm supposed to get out of Machane Shechina. How far? Get out all the way outside Yerushalayim. If you come into Yerushalayim, you violated the mitzvah that you have of getting out of Machane Shechina by leaving all the way. That's why the Chinuch says it the way he says it. He sees it as leaving the Machane Shechina. But the way to violate it and be mevatel the mitzvah is to not go as far as you're supposed to be sent. Right? So if you go into Yerushalayim, the reason you're violating this mitzvah is because you're not leaving the Machane Shechina the way you're supposed to. Because you only left till Machane Yisrael. You're supposed to go all the way. The dove would violate it by staying in the Machane Levia. What would he violate? Not violating being in the Machane Levia. He'd be violating not going out of the Machane Shechina the way he's supposed to, which is all the way to the Machane Yisrael. So it's a totally different thing. What's the Sifri over here? Shemari shows him Machane Yisrael, and I would think that all three of them are in the same place, because it says, Yishach min ha-Machane, Talmud Lomar, the Mitzorah, v'dag yashay, v'chut ha-Machane, Moshe Bo. Mitzorah ha-Bechlau, Yatsa Motim and Aklav and Lamed Al Aklav. Ma Mitzvah Shehuchmara to Aso Vachomo Shulucha Mishulucha Chazero. Af Kol Shehuchmara to Aso Vachomo Shulucha Mishulucha Chazero. That's Mamish the Rambam, right? The Rambam is taking the cue from the Sifri that it has to do with levels of Chumra, and all of that is in terms of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Shulucha Ben Amachana. We kind of love the Chumra and the Chitzes. Kol Shehuchmara to Aso Vachomo Shulucha Chazero. Mitzorah mitame chomer mitzorah mitame. I'm sorry. Kol shehazav mitame. How do we do this? Melech chomer mitzita. Kol shehazav mitame mitzorah mitame. Chomer mitzorah shem mitame bebiya. Kol shehazav mitame hazav mitame. Kol shehazav shem mitame tachas evan. Mitzvah. Kol shetzvul yom mitame tamerei mitame. Tamerei shem mitame is adam. So the Sifri is putting it only in terms of the severity of tuma, because that's the issue. How badly do you have to get out of the Machane Shechina? So it's a question of the extremity of the expulsion from the Shechina. It's not that each one has a different place that they have to go, as much as they're all leaving the Machane Shechina, but the more somebody you are, and that's why the Rambam quotes that Sifri when he passes Halacha in the Yad, that he's gone because he sees it all as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shuvot Min HaMachane, and the Machane means Shechina, doesn't mean Machane Yisrael, doesn't mean Machane Levia, like Rashi said, or like Ismail.
But how does that make sense that a Mitzorah would be chayav, more than, how would anybody be chayav more than 40, more than Abban?
This is the essay. The Rambam is only telling the essay. The Lavin of the Lady Thomas Bachaneim, that already has different, and by the way, the essay is a mitzvah on the Tzibur. You can't even get about the fact that it's an essay. It's no malchus. The malchus comes to the individual coming person for violating a different thing called machaneim. So there the Rambam would agree that there are different lavin having to do with where you're supposed to be, 100%. But the fulfillment of the essay is a protection of the Machane Shechina only. It's not a protection of Machane Levia or whatever it is. It's all grounded in Machane. So the essay, so to speak, is Machane Shechina. Yeah. I think it really makes sense. It fits the Rambam, it fits the language, it fits the Chinuch, and it just fits the Svar. Okay. All right. Let's see it. Listen to you.
Yeah. Are you able to follow up this with some of the terms of art?
Tonight
is very technical.
It's
very technical tonight, I know, and I was not doing a live stream thing because a lot of it was just the derivation of the switching.
I mean, I got the general gist of it.
Next week's going to be less technical and more conceptual. How do we relate to a coin? This is very, very again. We might have to spend more than 1 week on it. How do you satisfy calling these? Yeah, how do you control that? As long as that. Yeah, okay. Feel good.
All right, 8 o'clock.
Travel. You missed the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you soon. Get out of here.